In a confirmation of the fact that nobody's perfect, we had a little trouble last night recording Raw Talk. Technically, I was the trouble. I forgot to push record until halfway through the show. So, you only have half of the Raw Talk show from this past Sunday, but it's a good half. Actually, the first half was just as good, but you'll have to take my word for that. And in the meantime, we did our best. So here's the second half of Raw Talk, where we talk about tattoos, Christianity, and a lot of the issues connected with that. So I hope you'll enjoy at least this half of the program. And you know what? Next week, I'll make sure I push record.
There's so many churches out there. There's so many great ones, and I, you know, at the dare to insult anybody or anything, but there's good and bad in everything. I mean, there's good and bad tattooers, good and bad doctors, good and bad, and I'm not talking about good and evil. I'm just talking about
quality
and yeah. Intention and that stuff. There's a lot of churches that are doing that and that are misleading people and are just trying to be followers instead of the leaders, like the way our church should be. Mm-hmm. I know the church that I attend, we're taught, we constantly pray first before we move in anything, and we wait on the Lord, you know, and so I would hope that nobody's trying to follow trends just to get people in the door or just to get people to like them, because the Lord tells us not to do that, you know, and be bold enough to have done their own research and to know where they're standing and to know that Christ came for sinners, mm-hmm. not for the well, you know, and that's the part that we're bringing people, no matter what they're doing, who they are, we all fall short, and bring them into the church to speak the truth of the gospel and the truth of the Lord into them. And when you do that, if they're receiving that and they really, their hearts are really wanting to follow the Lord, the church as a whole, that's where they go. This Holy Spirit will tell each of us individually and convict each of us individually and the church as a whole body, where they should and shouldn't be.
That's a good point. And again, one of my pet peeves is how the church wants to cash in on whatever's popular in the right. world, but never does it quite as well.
Right.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. You know,
mm-hmm. what is
the reputation of Christian movies? Not that good.
Right.
All right. And that's always been a pet peeve to me. It's like, you know what?
Christian
if we
music.
Do anything, yeah, Christian music, it's not as good.
Right.
You know, Christian fiction, it's not as good. And that has just always bugged me to no end, because if anything, we as Christians should excel in whatever we do.
Right.
And we should set the standard for excellence.
Right.
Not Hollywood.
Right.
Not Nashville. Not right. any other place. The church should be setting the standard for excellence in all these things. And I think that's one area that we've really let slip by. And we're content to do as good as we can, to cash in as quick as we can with whatever the world is following, and then we say that we're using it to reach the gospel, but as soon as that trend blows out, we're like, well, what are people into now? Let's figure that out so we can reach them.
Right.
You know, and so it's one of those chicken and egg kind of things, though. You know, who's to say? But we have LC on the line. LC, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, LC?
Actually, it's kind of a thing that happened with me in my life is a I got a tattoo. I hid it from my grandmother for a while, and my grandmother always looked down on him. She's from the deep south, but my mom, she thought she had a brain tumor, and so we were fighting through this, and my mom just randomly were like, "Hey, let's go get a tattoo together," because we always wanted to, and so it kind of symbolizes that, you know, we can fight through everything and we can get through everything, and that God will never leave us. You know, because you can't really get rid of a tattoo unless you laser it off of you. You have to burn it off of you. And just that he'll never leave you, and that his love is eternal. And it's actually a ring of hearts that goes around my ankle, and each heart is connected through tribal art. Hmm. And so it's an eternal, ongoing love. And so it's basically a ring of love that never stops. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me every day. I think to see it. When I wake up in the morning, I pull my socks on and I see it, and it just reminds me of Romans 8:39, you know, nothing can separate us from his love. And just people will ask me about it, and I'll explain to them the story and everything. And they're just like, wow, you know, that's really cool, you know. that you actually believe that. And I'm like, I don't just believe it. I have faith in it, and I know it. Mm. And then it brings up a whole other thing, and it leads into this huge conversation, and it doesn't stop. It just keeps going. They keep asking why and what and how and, like, why would you do that? Like, why'd you choose that? And they get sucked in. It's kind of like a vacuum, you know, you're sucking them in and sucking them in. And eventually you'll have them all if you just continue to push and press on them. But just the fact that I can use my story and that happened is just, it's just cool because people, it's like a life marker that, you know, we fought through it, we got through it, you know?
Right.
So.
And that's awesome because God does use all things for good in the end.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you, and this is going to be a risky question for you. Now, are you talking about the tattoo that you got with your mom or the tattoo you got before your mom knew?
The tattoo I got with my mom is
okay.
The one that everybody okay. asks about. The one on my shoulder, the one on my shoulder is actually the Trinity symbol because I'm okay. Irish.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and I just wanted to make one comment because I do find us as believers, and we all do this at some point, so I'm not trying to bag on you. We all do things outside of the will of God or without, because the one thing that I'm kind of hurting here is that if we're going to do this, I mean, because this is about tattooing, it should never be done in deceit. It should never be done without a pure heart or praying first. Now God can make all things right through asking for forgiveness. But whatever we do, our intent when we do it, and this is with anything, we should always go to God first, because if we do anything in deceit or in hidden, or, you know, those are all things that the world has us do, or mistakes that we make because we're listening to the wrong people, the wrong thing, you know, which Satan tempts us to do things. I just wanted, you know, for the people out there listening, if you're going to do something, whether it's getting a tattoo or anything, we should always do it with the pure of heart and with being right with God in doing it. Because if we do it outside of that, that's what we're talking about, is going back and praying and asking him to bless something after we already did it. And once again, I'm not trying to bag on you or anything, because, you know, you got the opportunity, I'm sure, to make that right with him. But God does tell us to honor our mother and fathers. And anytime we don't do things like that, we aren't doing it in the right heart. So that's how tattoos or anything can be done, right or wrong. You know?
Well, LC, thanks so much for calling in, and appreciate you sharing your story.
No problem.
All right. LC calling in on Raw Talk. If you'd like to call in as well, 505-338-5790. And actually, Dave, you know, talking about LC, you know, oh, I got one and I kind of had to hide it for a while. Mm-hmm. And what you were talking about, it made me think of one of the other issues I wanted to bring up, this idea of, like, maybe sometimes Christians, you know, like, hey, I'm free to do whatever I want.
Right.
I'm free.
Right.
The Bible says I'm free.
Right.
I'm free for freedom's sake, and I'm going to go out and do it. I'm free to do this. You can't judge me. You know,
right.
I've seen some Christians have had that kind of attitude,
mm-hmm.
especially when confronted. You know,
right.
It's like, why do you have those tattoos? Don't you know what it says in Leviticus? Don't you know the Bible? I'm like, hey, I'm free. You can't, you know, and they get this attitude about it. And it always makes me think of Galatians chapter 5. It says, you, my brothers, were called to be free. True. We were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. And that's the part that we never get to on that, you
right.
know? And I'm not saying LC or anyone else who's gotten tattoos has done this.
Right.
What I'm saying, and it applies to other things,
mm-hmm.
using movies to reach out to people,
right.
using music to reach, you know,
right.
all these things that, hey, I'm going to use this to reach out to
right.
people. Sometimes what we're really saying is, I want to do this, so
and
I'm
then,
just going to do it and call it a God thing.
And then justify it.
Right, and then justify it. And I love that, you know, Paul points out, it's like, hey, don't use your freedom as a free ticket to indulge in your own selfish, sinful desires,
right.
which can be a huge stumbling block when we try to rationalize it. It's like, I'm free. If I want to get a tattoo, I'll get a tattoo.
Right.
Nobody can say anything about it.
Because there should be something that sets us apart from the world. There should be something that sets us apart from even Satan's angels, his demons, you know, because it says in the Bible that even they return good favor for good favor and good deed for good deed. So what sets us apart?
Right.
You know?
And that, actually, I want to talk more about that in just a moment. We have Mark on the line. Mark, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Mark?
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in and, like, say, like, what do people do if they get tattoos and then they get saved? And, like, what do you do in something like that?
Well, that is a very good question, and actually it's very interesting. I was reading some of the research that our research assistant, Sorrel, who always does such a good job, thank you, Sorrel, provided, and apparently up to as much as 50% of people, Christian or not, who get tattoos usually end up regretting it, which I thought was kind of startling. I mean, it's like, right. Wow, half? Half?
Mm-hmm.
End up regretting it?
Right.
So that does present the question then, what do you do then, Dave?
Well, because that goes back to where we were talking about all the masses of the tattoo shops and all these people doing it, because not everybody is in anything for the right reason.
Mm.
Our shop is definitely set apart. That's why we're booked up the way we are. We always set up consultations at my studio. And in that, it's like an interview almost. And in that, I have talked to people that have not necessarily talked, but just told them where maybe they need to think about this a little bit more because they're not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not about getting their money. It's not about getting my art on somebody. It's about doing something that God put in me. So my ministry starts at the door when they walk in, not when I'm putting that tattoo on their body. So for me to be right with God, I mean, in my heart, for me to be able to look at myself in the mirror and sleep at night and know that I'm doing justice to God's kingdom, it starts out with, if any little red flags go up, you know, they start saying, oh, well, so-and-so doesn't know about this, or I'm, you know, this or that. I always tell them, hey, you know, like, well, have you thought this through? And there has to be some, I draw lines in the sand, you know, I put stakes in the ground, and I don't want people's money if it's what I'll, you know, dare to say blood money or, you know, something that I don't feel that was in all the way through good, you know? And I have turned people down and I have, you know, in love, like, hey, I'm not the guy for you, or hey, you know, this, or maybe you should wait a little bit, or I'll give them words of why they should think about it more, what they should do. And there's been times that I tell them, hey, well, maybe you should think about that a little bit more and discuss it with that person. If it's such a thing that you feel you have to hide it from them or whatever, you don't know until you ask. Pray about that. Go to them with it. And if it's still, you know, if your mom still truly doesn't want you to get it, dude, be patient. Love her and respect her and don't do it.
You know? Now, how often have you had someone, Mark was saying, they had tattoos, they got saved, they got the tattoos before they were saved, and they don't really represent what they believe anymore. How often have you come across someone and say, can you do something with this?
Right.
Cover it up, change it, alter it? Do you know some place I can go where they can, you know, laser it off, use a cheese grater, you know, whatever you do to get it off?
It's not very often, but I have, and yes, that's what we do. I mean, and the awesome thing is it gives you an opportunity to pray with that person, you know, before we, in the consultation, you know, if they don't already know what they want, you know, it gives us an opportunity to pray together. And what the awesome thing about that is that sometimes when we're doing that in the studio, there might be somebody who doesn't believe and they see and they know, and that tells that person, hey, he's for real in saying that he loves and believes and trusts in the Lord and isn't embarrassed to outwardly pray with this person. And we don't do it all loud or anything, but I mean, if we're called to do that, if I feel prompted to do that, I will. And we pray about it and the person I'll give them a little bit more time to think of maybe what they want to say with this, and then we'll figure it out from there. And yeah, I mean, we do have people every now and then, not a lot. But it might be because, I mean, I don't know. Actually, it's amazing to me that we don't have it more, because there's so many bad tattoo shops out there that are just doing things on people just, you know,
willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, I hope that helps you out a little bit, Mark. Does that help you out?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, Mark. Thanks for calling in. That's a good question, because I know a lot of people would be wondering that.
Yeah.
You know, what do I do if I already have one and I don't really want any more? So thanks for calling in, Mark. And 505-338-5790 if you'd like to call in tonight and ask a question about this issue. And you know, like I told you before the show, Dave, you know, this time around, I really wanted to get into more of the intangibles, you know, of it. You know, and if people are thinking, well, you guys really haven't said anything one way or the other, well, that's because, you know, I'm going to let you figure that out. There's so many interesting intangibles
with this particular issue. And for instance, one of the things I came across, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, which actually is one of the areas I take my life verse from, but it says, you know, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek his own good, but the good of others. One of the things that struck me when I was thinking about that verse in connection with this issue of tattooing, and this goes again to anything that we indulge in as Christians that goes outside the parameters of worship and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, just because we can doesn't necessarily mean that we should.
Right.
You know, no one's saying tattooing is wrong, but just because no one's saying that doesn't mean automatically that's right.
Right.
I mean, have you come across that issue when you've talked to people and it's like, hey, yeah, sure, it's okay for people to get tattoos, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you should.
Right. No, and I do. It's not. We're not all called to minister the same way. God doesn't plant us all in the same places. I mean, I believe that you and I, we have the same heart for the Lord.
Yes, we do.
But look at us on the outside. We don't.
I look like a geek, and you look like a stud.
No shit. you're silly. No, but I mean, because he sets the soldiers up in different places, you know. So what God's gonna have for you to minister for His kingdom, and who He's gonna have you to be fishers of men too, He's gonna have something different for me, and that's awesome because we have to meet the people where they're at, and in all the corners of the earth.
Well, you know, my area that I get into is another area that's just as tricky as this tattooing. You know, I have a passion for movies and video games.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching these stories, these narratives unfold, and I love seeing the reflection of the narrative from the Bible that I'm holding right here in my hand that people can't see. Right. You know, this is the original story of good and evil. This is the right. original drama, the original a story of a hero overcoming all odds, the original romance, you know,
right.
all those things that we go to movies to see, it all started here in the Bible. And I just, you know, and with the way video games are telling narratives now that are interactive, that you become a part of it, yeah, I just have such a passion for, you know, helping people make discerning choices. Like, yeah, maybe it has a theme that's kind of interesting. Doesn't mean you should go see it.
Right.
But at the same time, pointing out, it's like, you know, take a closer look at this. This is more than just a superhero movie. This is a movie that reflects the truth in a way that, you know, you can talk to other people about,
right.
you know. And that's where my passion is. Not everyone can do that. And like with tattooing, it's another one of those right. sticky-wicky issues. You know,
right.
people are like, you have to be careful that you're not compromising, that you're not justifying.
Right.
That's the wall I'm always coming up against. It's like,
yes.
Okay, I love doing this, and I love pulling out these stories that reflect the truth of the gospel. But am I just kidding myself and saying, well, because I do that, then it's okay for me? You know, I'm
right.
always assessing that. And I was saying, you know, 1 Corinthians 10 is where I take my life verse, and it's in verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And the reason that's my life verse is because, you know, you find something that you're passionate about, that you love, and you find a way to do it for God's glory.
Right.
And you can't go wrong with that.
Right.
And you know, I think it's true for tattooing. I think it's true for a lot of things in life. But the trick is, like we, you know, saw, you got to have the balance of Scripture with it. That
yeah.
we're not using our freedom to stumble other people.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not using our freedom to indulge in our own sins. That, you know, it's such a precarious edge to walk on,
right.
but so fruitful as well. And I just really, so you're right. I mean, look at me. I look kind of dorky, but you know, when I go out to my movie junkets and stuff, man, I fit right in with all those nerdy journalists who are, you know, analyzing every little tidbit. Like, whoa, that word had a lot of meaning. You know, most people are like, he said the word the. It's like, no, you don't understand the context. You know,
right.
that's where
right.
I get excited and have a lot of fun with that. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is this issue of being judged just because you have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
We had an incident here, right here on this campus recently, where someone confronted a coworker of mine, and man, they just laid into him like, I can't believe they'd even let you in a church looking like that, blah, blah, blah. And this guy went off, and he had all the usual scriptures. And so, I mean, how much do you come across that in the church, and how does that make you feel?
Man, once again, God's made some easy paths for me. I've never encountered that.
He has made some easy paths for
he
you.
He has, you know. I've had some difficult ones too. I mean, I've definitely am not without trials.
Right.
And some difficult ones, ones that I, you know, that I definitely have to stay strong in him. And sometimes, some tough trials where, man, I have to just take it to him and him alone. I do not get other people's opinions. You know, he tells us to seek out wise counsel, but sometimes he wants us only to take those things to him and trust only fully in him. And some of the difficult trials that I go through, that's what I do. And I know that he will carry me through those. And, but he has made a lot of things easy for me, you know, in this, and I haven't had that. And I don't know why. And I don't question that, because he's God. I mean, he's perfect and he knows why he's doing things.
Yeah.
And I just take them on his blessings. I am thankful. And he tells us to be thankful in everything. And so I'm thankful in those, and I'm thankful in the trials, because I know those trials are what's making my faith even stronger and getting me to the place where I need to be, because he has something else for me to do that's going to be tougher. And maybe those things that I'm feeling that are easy, he may have taken me through some trials that have made those things just seem easy.
Right.
Because of what he has taken me through.
I always think of Romans 14, you know, when it comes to this issue of judging, where it basically says, hey.
That's funny.
You got it, Mark?
Yeah. I was reading that right before.
Who are you to judge somebody else?
Right.
You know, before their own master will they stand and fall, you know?
Right.
And man, we as Christians are really good at the judging side of things sometimes, mm-hmm. as opposed to the loving side of things.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I've learned this year is to be more careful about making snap judgments.
Right.
Because I don't know all the circumstances surrounding someone's situation.
Mm-hmm.
I might see a snapshot of something like that, and it may look a certain way,
right.
but I don't know the entire situation. And I've tried to be so much more careful about making those kind of snap judgments.
Right.
And despite, you know, an overwhelming amount of evidence saying, yeah, absolutely, it's this way, and that's wrong. It's like,
right.
Yeah, I still don't know the whole story, so I'm not making the final call on that.
Right.
You know, I'm not wearing the stripes as the referee. So.
Right. I find myself constantly asking God to forgive me throughout the day with situations like that.
Yeah.
I'll look at something and be like, I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me for that. It's not my place. You know, that's not, and then move on. Put that out of my mind, because it really isn't. It's not our place, because unless we're willing to put forth the effort and make the relationship with that person and find out the whole story, it's not our business.
Right.
We need to leave it alone, because God has it. And that's where us as Christians, we need to realize that. And he calls us to do everything in love. You know, and for me, the first ingredient is love. When I read love, you know, patience, kindness, doesn't judge, isn't rude. All the very first thing is patience. And if you read it like the ingredients on a can of anything, you know, when I was in school, we were taught that the very first ingredient is the most prominent ingredient. And in love, in God's definition of love, patience is that very first ingredient. And if we have patience, if we don't have patience, we can't be kind. We can't not be rude. We can't not be judgmental.
Right.
So we have to focus on that first and understand that. And the golden rule, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Well, we have one more call before we wrap things up tonight. We have Ty on the line. Ty, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Ty?
Well, hey, guys, thank you so much. Yo, this is your afternoon DJ, Ty. And I just wanted to reach out and say thank you guys so much for having a topic like this on the air, because it's something that I've struggled with for many, many years. Having gotten tattooed before I became a believer and living in the world, I didn't get tattoos that were per se wholesome or even family friendly for that matter. And back in the 80s, like you guys had mentioned, the quality wasn't as good as it is today, and it's truly an art form. And at the time, I didn't really care. I mean, I was living the worldly way and just getting ink and didn't care how offensive it may have been to somebody else or ungodly it would have been, too. And once I started to come to the Lord, I really became embarrassed with the stuff that I had and realized, wow, this could really be a bad witness. And that's when I started to get my tattoos covered up, redeemed, if you will, things that could be a witness. And it's funny, this person who's been tattooing me recently, actually, I totally feel like God put him in my life. An old friend of my wife's from many, many years ago, and they knew each other back in the day, is now tattooing me. And it's funny, he's a non-believer, has, you know, little statues of Buddha, and lives a very worldly life. If you think of the most worldly life possible, that's what he's living.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's tattooing me, and he's asking me, what exactly is that Trinity? What does that mean? Or how come you're getting this word faith tattooed on your arm? Why are you doing that? You know, well, it's because my faith in Christ, and the Bible tells me that if I believe in His Son Jesus, that I, you know, shall spend an eternity in heaven. And it's funny, over the past year, I've become the witness to this artist, which I never ever would have thought happened, you know, would happen. And it's just that totally God has put me in this situation, and I just, just thank God for it. And, you know, there are people out here like myself who have been getting tattooed for many, many years. And if I had it to do all over, it would definitely be a different battle or a different struggle. But I'm not ashamed of the stuff that I have, you know?
Yeah. Well, Ty, thank you so much for sharing that. I actually never knew that about you, so I learned something new about your buddy, and I appreciate you sharing that because I know a lot of people would be curious about that aspect of it as well. So thank you for calling in.
Hey, thanks for being on the air, man. We love you, and God bless you, bro.
All right, take care, awesome. Ty. Well, what is, to wrap things up, what is one thing that you hope people would take away from this conversation that we had tonight? And I know, again, people might be thinking, well, you guys didn't really say much of anything. Well, I wanted to cover the intangibles. I wanted to kind of approach this obliquely and try and get people to step back and look at it. So, you know, what do you hope they take away from our conversation tonight?
Well, I would genuinely, honestly hope that people take away from this something more than something as menial and here today and gone tomorrow type of thing as tattooing, and know that every day when you live your life, it doesn't matter what it is, pray and ask God about it first. You know, I would hope that people would take that first, because if you do that, you can't go wrong. You know, if you're everything, and like you said, even if it's something as should I eat peanut butter or this, you can't go wrong for doing right. You know, and
Christians laugh at that. We're like, no, that's silly. I would never do that. But sometimes you got to wonder.
Why not?
Like, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah. You know, too much of a good thing.
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
You know, would the world say they had too much money? No.
No.
You know, how can you have too much Christ?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, if people want to find out more about you and the work that you do at Addictive Ink, is there a website they can find out more about you, Dave?
Yes, addictiveink.com, and that'll lead them to our MySpaces, and we have portfolios on there, our address, our emails, everything's on there.
Okay. Well, Dave, thank you so much for your time tonight and being willing to answer the tough questions that we ask here on Raw Talk, hard-hitting Raw Talk. Now, I appreciate, you know, the fact that you're so open and honest with what you do, and I knew having you on that I could ask some of these questions where if I asked someone else that, they'd, like, get all offended. It's like, what are you saying about me? No, not about you. I'm just curious.
Right.
These are issues I'm curious about.
And that's the thing is that we have to remind ourselves and if we know what's in this book, if we know, we would never have the heart that would put up a barricade when somebody comes against us. We would lovingly, we would smile at it, and we would have the heart of like, oh, I'm glad you asked that question because I have the answer.
Or, in my case, hey, you know what? I've never thought of that before.
Right, right.
It does say that in the Bible. I need to consider that. And right. I've found that's one of the hardest things for Christians to do. It's always been a challenge for me, but, man, it feels good to grow.
It does. I mean, to be humble and humiliated, I mean, before I was surrendered to God, you know, those are the things that the world teaches us are bad. And the more that I humble myself and humiliate myself and become that fool for God, man, the better I feel. And it really is. And it becomes easier and easier to do. Your pride just... I mean, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker, and you don't even care anymore. You welcome being humbled.
Right.
Because it's almost like it feels like you just got cleaned almost.
And honestly, my hope for tonight's show was that maybe people who had tattoos would start thinking, oh, maybe this wasn't such an idea. Yeah. Good idea. Or yeah. maybe people who don't have twos and judged other people are like, mm-hmm. oh, well, maybe, right. you know, it's not that I wanted to say one way or the other, but hey, take a step back and think about it. Maybe for you it's wrong. Maybe for you it was okay. Maybe for you you shouldn't judge it. Maybe right. for you you could judge it. But the issue is take a step back and be honest. It's mm-hmm. so hard to be honest with right. ourselves, especially on little issues like this.
Right.
The church gets in a little knot, all right. uptight about this type of stuff, and I have to wonder, you know, if we invested as much passion, time, investigation, study of Scripture to back up our own perspective on tattoos, mm-hmm. and we spent all that time instead backing up what we believe about the gospel,
right?
Wow.
Right? How powerful would that be?
Right.
If we invested more time in loving each other?
Right.
How powerful would that
we
be?
We just spent all that time to defend our own little personal pet things. Like, I got tattoos and I got Scripture to prove why. It's like,
right.
well, I'm glad, but you could spend a lot of time doing some good instead of just preparing mm-hmm. to defend yourself. Well, we could go on and on. Dave, thanks right. for joining me tonight and being a part of this, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm
You're awesome, brother. And next week, we're going to talk with Doug from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We're going to be collecting turkeys this week for the homeless and needy in our community. And we'll catch up with him on Sunday, kind of recap how that went on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and talk about the needs of our community and how we can meet them and how God has called us to meet them. Something we could spend a lot more energy on mm-hmm. and very usefully instead of defending our own opinion about tattoos. So join me next week. It should be a good time. And again, thanks to Dave for joining us here on Raw Talk. Have a shway evening in the Lord.